Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on May 21st, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about primary elections in Zimbabwe ahead of the forthcoming general elections.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6040 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
And if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking to representatives of various political parties about primary elections in the country.
ZANU-PF and the MDCT, led by Nelson Chamisa, have been conducting primary elections mired in controversy, with losing candidates claiming that the polls are being rigged in favor of some activists. Big wigs that beat the dust in the elections before making what analysts call a mysterious comeback include presidential advisor Chris Mchangwa, who lost to a political novice in the first round of the ZANU-PF primaries in Norton.
The MDCT, led by Nelson Chamisa, has had its own share of problems with some polling officers not reporting on time at election centers. In some cases, MDCT activists have been blocking election centers or venues, claiming that the party is attempting to impose candidates to contest the council, parliamentary and senatorial elections.
Zimbabwe is expected to hold general elections between July and August this year. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has promised that Zimbabwe will this year conduct free, fair and credible elections.
Ibambe zulukanda walingalithola njani kona ngapho lapho khona. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba noma primary elections. Lwamabandla atshiyeneyo. Sibonile ke ukuthi ZANU-PF yenzile ke ukhetho lwayo. Ithe selwenzile ke bakhona abangani bachaye phansi ngenkamanzi. Kuthe sekunjalo ke baphinda babuyela futhi bathi hayi phela kulomqilo omangalisayo obenziwa ngamapolisa. Lalabo abacatshangela ukuthi ngabe Generation 40. Lapha sikhuluma ke abantu abangazani badliwe ukhetho lokuqala senziwa. Bakhoqela ke umnumzana Christopher Mchangwa, yena ongu-presidential advisor. Labanye ke abathize abangama-veterans. So ke bathe sebesenza ukhetho okwesibili banqoba. Singathi ke abanye banqobe kungasela asebencintisana labo. Kuzobuya ke ku-MDCT khonapho siyazi ukuthi hey kunzima kwezinye indawo abantu bavimbile sibili. Bengafuni ukuthi ukhetho lwenziwe ngemfanelo. Bebesithi ke ukhetho lolu ungazani kulokuthi khetho omthandayo. Nxa ukuthi kulabanye abangani bathandwa abaphathi intambo. Bagcina besithi hayi yibo abumele bengene kodwa uZulu uyala. Siyabusibonile ke eButiriro ngale. Kukhanya ngazani ke eButiriro okwenzakaleyo abantu bahambe bavimba emnyango wehall. Bathi akula muntu ongenayo ngoba lifuna ukufaka umuntu wenu. So sizavimba khonapho. So kunjalo lamanye amabandla kunjalo ke baba wandi.
Nasi tikutasa zvekare nyaya yema elections sikuru sei ma primary elections ari kuramba chienderera munyika mazuva ano. Ndiwo nyaya yatoda kutarisa nekuti mumapato mazhinji hazvina kunyatsofamba nenzira yavakanga vachitarisira kuti zvifambe nayo. Saka tinoda kutarisa zvekare nzira iri kuitwa ma primary elections nezvazvinoreva pane ramangwana. Zvichitangira kuZANU-PF takaona svondo rapera iro mukuru vaChris Mchangwa vachinzi vakundwa muma primaries kubva pa kwadzokororwa zvekare ndokungozonzwa kunzi ndovawina ndovavakumiririra ZANU-PF. KuMDCT woyo kwavachamisa makangovonawo kuti zvakaitika pamaweekend apa kuti hapana kunyatsofamba zvinhu zvakanaka, dzimwe nzvimbo dzikambodonzi ngadzimbomira kuita maprimary elections. Saka tinoda kuti titarise izvozvo zviri kuitika uye zvekuti zvingagadziriswa sei kutiwo sarudzo dzatakatarisana nadzo dzibude zvakanaka. Ndiwe.
Yeah, kunjalo ke, I think we've got our first guest, Mr. Wande, and that is Mr. Jefferson Chitando, the spokesperson of the National People's Party, led by Mrs. Joyce Mujuru. Mr. Chitando, good evening, and welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Chitando?
I think you got it wrong. This is Honorable Chuma.
Oh, I think, yeah. Sorry, Honorable Chuma. It's good that we have got you already. So, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
No, we are very fine. So, tell us about, you know, the primary elections in ZANU-PF. Has everything been concluded now? We know that there were some issues beforehand.
Yeah, I think as of now, we have come to the conclusion of our primaries, and we are now gearing ourselves for the national election itself. Despite some irregularities that we encountered, but finally now I think we are done and over with it.
So, in some areas where there are still some complaints, what is ZANU-PF going to do, you know, about such issues?
Well, unfortunately, complaints go to the commission, and when the commission studies that, they will then adjudicate whether the complaints are genuine or they are just sour grapes. Because you must remember that while they are holding this primary election, we do get some people who tend to be bad losers who would want when they lose to spoil the I mean, the proof for everyone. Which is really a bad side of being a leader and someone who wants to go into any election. So those kind of people obviously are going to come up with all sorts of complaints and allegations and stuff like that. So now it will be up to the commission to really sit down and look into all these things and see the authenticity of whatever complaints come before them, and then their decision shall be made, and later on the Policy and Central Committee will ratify everything and we are good to go. But I think as far as we're concerned, we are done and we should be okay. We are ready to go.
Honorable Chuma, if we look at what transpired in Norton as an example, can we really rejoice if things like this keep on happening, things that really don't seem to please the people, and like the declaration that Mr. Mchangwa had suddenly become the winner. Do you expect that this kind of thing can go unchecked and people will be okay with it?
Personally, I would love to meet a Comrade Ndilereki and find out what really transpired and probably take it from there. But I think some of the things are wrong precedents that we set that could easily backfire on us.
Yes.
But unless if it's a genuine thing, but the consensus and the gentleman's agreement, and also then spread the same word to the electorate down there, then it's okay. Because you see, such events can easily trigger that common non-Boram Sango mantra, then we're going to have a problem as a party.
Yes.
So I hope that situation is handled carefully and properly, and everything is above board. I want to trust in our dear comrades over there. So I think they really know what they're doing, and I'm sure they've done it diligently. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if ever there's anything wrong with that, the results will always tell Mangwana. So
yes.
Whatever we do today shall come back to hand us tomorrow if it's not done properly.
Yeah, ngaso sikhangela ke Baba Chuma, ngotabalalela ukuthi kambe nxa ukuthi abantu befakwe ngenkani kwathiwa D nanguchuma kumele livotele abantu bavota yini kumbe vele kuzahlupha lokho
inkani vele azisebenzi emntwini olengqondo ezingu-5 eziphelelele umuntu nomazi umfozi mina ngangabona isaw ngisakhula kudala ngesikhathi labantu sibele rapu yenzana uphiwo when the former president Robert Mugabe came to you know, the numbers that were there, I was so shocked and surprised that I said to myself, oh shit, Nagaman Devenison came and said, you know, he voted among comments, but they were there in numbers. But it was just a few weeks before elections. And then come elections, we all know that ZANU-Jongwe did not get anything at all. In Matuli Northern, in Matuli in the region, and all the seats went back. I mean, were taken by ZAP. So you see, you can force people into something, but when they get into that ballot box, they are alone. They will do whatever they want. So it is very dangerous. Who in them, you know, now, who want to what? Like, here, in Kano, don't know why. I was like, and so they can punish you definitely when it comes to the ballot box.
I think we've got our second guest, and let's hear who that person is. I think he's Mr. Jefferson Chitando of the National People's Party. He's the spokesperson of that party. Mr. Chitando, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. How are you?
Very fine. Thank you, sir. Mr. Wander, maybe go for it.
Yeah, Vachitando, munoona zvangazvichitika mazuva apfuura aya panguva yema primaries yema political parties akati wande. Vamwe vanoti vanhu vomuZimbabwe vava kufara nokuti vanoita sekuti vasununguka kuti vataure kana kuita zvavanoda munyaya dzezvematongero enyika. Asi zvatakaona musvondo mbiri dzapfuura idzi nguva yemaprimaries zvokuti vamwe vakuru vakuru vanhu vanozikamwa vanokundwa kunzi dzokororai futi kuita maelections, vamwe vachingozonzi ndivo vahwina. Vamwe vanoti zvanzi izvi zvakaita saizvozvi ndo zvinokanganisa vanhu kuti vazoramwa kupinda munyaya dzesarudzo nokuti vanenge vachiona sokuti zvinhu zvinotongwa navamwe vanhu kuda kwavo hakusiko kunoitwa. Imimi nebato renyu, kana makatarisa zviri kuitika izvi, chii chamunofunga chamunoona pane zviri kuitika izvi?
Chekutanga chatinoona ndechekuti icho vana veZimbabwe vakatarisa mumapato ose avari kugutsikana, vanenge vasina kunatsodudzirwa, vanenge vasina kunatsoona, uyezve vagara vachiziva kuti izvo sarudzo dzinoitwa muZimbabwe dzinenge dzisina kumira zvakanaka. Saka izvozvo zvanga zvichiitwa nehurumende zvinobva zvadzoka zvovuya kuma political parties. Saka kusava nechivimbo nenyaya yekufambisa kuita sarudzo dzedu kunodzoka zvekuvuya kupomera motera izvi dzinouya dzopinda mumapolitical parties. Saka chirwere chatinopeya nacho chirwere chinofanirwa kuti chibviswe, chirwere chekuti hatisi kuda kuita zvinhu zvedu nejekerere. Jekerere kana demokrasi haisati yanatsokumwirira, haisati yanatsokupinda mukati mavana veZimbabwe.
Okay. In terms of your own party, Mr. Chitando, have you conducted the primaries or are you yet to conduct the primaries?
We are doing our contenders, the first process, and after we have failed to get through with the contenders, we will resort to primary elections. There are some constituencies where we have held contenders very well. There are some constituencies where we have conducted our primary elections without any problem. So far, so good for National People's Party. So far, so good for the People's Rainbow Coalition.
Mubvunzo wandinayo Vachitando, ndinonzwa nenyaya mumapato ezvematongero enyika akawanda vachida kuisa nyaya yekuti consensus mberi. Chinombotadzisa kungoti vanhu ngavasarudze wavanoda chiiko? Tozoitire zveconsensus zvokukurukura zvokudhiskasa kuti todini todini? Ko kungoti vanhu ngavavhotere munhu wavanoda zvipere toenda mberi? Chii chinoitisa kuti nyaya yeconsensus irambe ichiuya pamusoro kudai?
Chinoitika paconsensus ndechekuti icho kutaurirana inzira imwe yekusarudza nayo. Saka inzira inoita kuti pasava nokuzoti kana mumwe achinge muchine matinge matenderana kuti aiwa nhingi vakandomiri kana kuti vahwande kana kuti vadzuru pindei zvenyu inigo rende rino hwangu huchauyawo, kana uchinge waona kuti mumwe wangu achitamba naye mutsoro muconstituency iyoyo kana kuti mwayadhimomo, unoona wegao kuti aiwa nhingi ndingamuda kutambisa nguva, nhingi ndiyo anenge anotsigiro hwakakura kana kuti nhingi uchaita kuti tikurumidze kuhwina. Saka unobva wangoti aiwa shamwari yangu chimbotamba bhora iwewe ini ndikazvarawo nguva yangu. Izvi zvinoita kuti vatsigiri venyu vebato renyu, vatsigiri vari kutsigirai vese, vatambe mwashuka mwashuka nekuti munenge kundo mapatana inzira inoita kuti vanhu vabatane izopinda kuma primary election zvakanaka asi nokuona kwotukidza ndiko kuti chekupedzisira vanhu vanozopedzisira kare munoona igozo dzamunhu vanabhora musango vamwe vakuti ndauda kuita maindependent ndizvo zvinokonzera nekuti maprimary elections munhu wese wese unenge akundwa anenge achiona sokuti hazvina kuita negwara rakanaka.
Mr. Chitando has brought up two important points that I picked up about the benefit of a consensus candidate.
Yes.
That it's agreed so that no one would walk away and say my candidate lost. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, maybe you know it will work out. But a point that he raised, which is of great concern, is that there is this culture of bad elections in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. and it's going to take quite a bit of time for that to be removed, which is why we see what is happening, like what happened in Norton and other places. Mm-hmm. There's just a culture that's not good when it comes to elections at the moment.
Honorable Juma, this culture of holding elections in Zimbabwe, which appears to be a very bad culture, so to speak, is it the one that is actually causing all this kind of chaos among political parties that are conducting primaries? Honorable Chuma? Are you there, Honorable Chuma?
Yes, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Quiet.
I think which culture exactly are you talking about?
So in this case, it appears as if people are saying, you know, in Zimbabwe, elections have not been conducted properly since maybe independence, and that has become some kind of culture, you know, bad kind of election culture.
No. You see, the national elections are something totally different from these party processes. Because, see, like, for example, when you come to ZANU-PF, what I normally say is that it's a selection process. It's not an election. We're just simply saying, in Kananda Mabuma constraints, we can only have but one MP. So we need to select our best possible candidate to represent us there, who will probably be a good horse to lead us into victory. So we are just selecting. When the election comes on the national election, the general election, when we now go and face other parties that are not ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. So now the process is deeper, like the other gentlemen from the other party now who are just saying that they prefer the consensus a road face and agree to in order to minimize the animosity and the anger that normally are brought by primary election returns, which is a very good thing, yes. But then again, which could be a bit undemocratic, because now the other person who they wanted to understand is now being told that they are not fit and so and so is better than you. And I might want to say, prove it. How do you think that person is better than me now? So you see, those are processes, but they do not then reflect on the national election per se. The national election is there. You are voting for your party and your candidates, and there's no consensus there. When you go there, you are saying, I'm a ZANU-PF member, I'm going to vote for Edwin Nangaba for my president, Joseph Chuma for my MP, and Joshua Mafu for my councillor for 113, for example. And that's it. You are not going to go there and compromise and want to do a consensus normally if you are voting on a party line sort of system. And then there are others who will come in there and say, I'm not ZANU-PF, I'm not NDC, I'm not that. But for president, okay, I'll prefer Edwin Nangaba because he's got experience and maybe he's got a legacy to prove. Is nothing more else to steal. He doesn't want to steal. He actually wants to leave a legacy to say that I redeemed this whole situation from the Mugabe era and made it better, and now I'm leaving. Thank you very much, Zimbabwe. So let me give him a chance and give him his 5 years. And then maybe someone will come and say, but for MP, I would rather give this MPC guy because he's performing. So you can actually get people who are going to come and vote like that. He said, okay, for president, I'm going to vote this one because of reasons. Particularly known to myself, and for MP, I'll vote this one because I know his capabilities, etc., etc. So it's dynamic, but really, the party processes, the selection processes, really should not reflect the national election process.
Thank you very much, Siyabonga Kakhulu. Sithokozile ukubambile kulapho ke sizwe omunye esingabe silaye osebuyile enkundleni. Kumbe singakwenzi njalo. Yes, just one of the people that are actually sending messages on Facebook. We've got one of the people, Mpehlane Mhlophe, uthi ye, siyakubona ukuthi asebekhulile, abake baphume, sikhathele ngamaqheku, lawa lokho efuna ukuthi ahlale esembusweni. Kuzobuya ke ubaba uJason Maphosa, uthi vele iMDC kaChamisa abakhohlwe ukuvoti lapha, ngoba kukhanya ngazani bayagxobana. Simile okunye okumangalisayo ukuthi ucela simfonele umnumzana Jason Maphosa. Siza kuzama mfowethu, sizazama ukuthi sikufonele lapho khona. Nomzana Kevana uthi ngikhona esitikini, bafowethu. Kuzobuya ke Priscilla Mazotsa uthi lami ngikhona, sibaningi simile sikhona. Kuzobuya ke Mike Mathia Ndlovu uthi halo, kanye lo Janet Dube, lo Chantel Williams, we are saying Chantel, how are you, where you are. So now maybe go to the other person. Yeah, I'm told that for the caller, Edson.
Yes, Tina Edson, Pafona, but I'm going to change where I am, come Edson.
Yes, I can agree,
sir. I want to know that I saw Tino Tower and any of my elections in my primaries. Mune, when I was a Tibatreo,
Nongo Tower, I did my party that in Omuma, I said to Gunabu, Kudas, Nodavan. Just like this in Angopura, my election, ruling party. Munona dzimwe dzimbo kwai kundwa vanhu vaingoramba vachidzosera izvinhu mbona area yana yemetwe nerabisuka ramuchango yera muchango wakagundwa but then akangoramba achingodzosedza iye munhu yese mapura zvinhu zvingoti yakuedizira vangofanira kuti munhu anenge ari kutoko kuvakuru ku achidiwa nevakuru yanongodzosera zvakare muconstituency of which zvinodzosera zvakare vanhu vanenge vasarudza muye
Saka imuso
zvinongova tiri kuti muno munyika medu hatisati akugona kuzvisarudzira munhu anodiwa nevanhu zvinongoita zvongopuwa vanhu inzvimbo dzakawanda mwana mapuraivhesi takambotsoropodza akadai zanupf izvozvi zvitautaka zvakazotsoropodza zvinyuwa aitwa nendv zvinongoratidza kuti hatigoni kuti munhu anodiwa nevanhu ndi anotungamirira vanhu nozvongopuwa vanhu zvakare
sokuona kwenyu imimi munofunga tingazvifambisa sei
Politics zvedu dzemunomunyika dzinoneta pakuti anenge aine mari kana kuti anenge ane zvaanogona kukupa bhozi dambudziko riri panesu vanhu vechidiki tisinopuwa mari tonga kuvhiringidza vhiringidza izvo zvai zviya tiitira zvinhu zvakawanda wanda saka azvinoneta kugadzirisa ngoma
tinozinzwa tinotenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu Edson here is repeating the same thing that we've heard, that this culture, this political culture of holding rigged elections, maybe they've gone on for too long, so now it's sort of part of the way we do politics, but it's going to take a long time for it to be eradicated, and he also seems to believe that we seem to have accepted this kind of behavior from our political leaders.
Maybe from a perspective of who actually votes in the elections and all those kind of things, maybe our gentlemen here have got a solution to exactly on who is supposed to vote and who is not supposed to vote. The depth of democracy in a party or organization depends on participation. Who participates and who doesn't participate.
Is very, very important.
That's right. So let me go first kuba uChuma ngesiNdebele. Baba Chuma nxa sikhangela ke kubandla leZanu-PF. Esingathi nguye Baba Chuma ovotayo ethi ha lapha ngiyavota lo ngavotiyo mbani. Akuphonga usitshela nje ngamafutshane khona.
Tibakite badlele leZanu-PF. Nxa sivota kumaprimary laphana i-party selection. Wonke umuntu olilunga leZanu-PF abantu ngesikhiwa any cad carrying member of Zanu-PF kumbe umasitata vekama masitata zenge zomuntu lowo esithi mina izanupf ngiyayithanda ngikiwe uyabuya abe lelunga lokuvota ngelanga langikhona ngoba thina sivotisa from entry level eparty yethu ubuye from cell uya ku-district ku-branch from branch kuye ku-district
mazvo decisions yavo province kuno kukwira kuti yavo central government level policy bureau phezulu konayo. So wonke umuntu tinakithi ulelungelo lokuvota. So lapana xa ubona ngizona position yona sesibonile even le strength yethu elongzeni sisiya ku national election yona yabimika kanjani ngoba wonke umuntu elelungelo lankona lokuvota.
Aha. So according to Chuma, you know, everybody who's a member of the party is supposed to vote in these elections.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know as to, you know, the National People's Party. Maybe they do the same, but we don't know. Mr. Chitando, who votes in the primaries in your party?
Every member of the party, a bona fide member of the party, is allowed to vote in our primary election. But there's one culture which you should understand. Zimbabweans, they've got a tendency of having membership cards of all the major political parties. Especially having a membership card of ZANU-PF for the purposes of as a security measure. Because every Zimbabwean knows that ZANU-PF used to have violence. So, in order to protect yourself, you have to get the membership card of ZANU-PF. So, in that regard, so it is very difficult also for someone to ascertain that so and so is correctly a member of that party.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see members, the election of ZANU-PF was said to be rigged. It was to be rigged because they were saying members of MGC, members of the NPP, members of PDP were coming to vote to them because these people were doing it because they wanted security. So they should not cry. It is their violence which is not eating them.
Yes.
Yes, so I'm talking to Baba Osekumani, offering Kuruma Latila. Can I talk to the person?
Yeah.
That's a caller?
Yeah.
Well, we're told that the caller has been cut off.
Okay. I want to ask Mr. Honorable Chuma something. Mm-hmm. Honorable Chuma, a few days ago, the speaker, Mr. Jacob Denda, suggested that maybe the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission should be running primary elections for our political parties. What do you think about that suggestion?
Well, it's a very interesting suggestion indeed, because we are saying that this selection process is then culminated lead to the actual general election. And so for professionalism and getting everything done accordingly, maybe at times we want to get that kind of expertise from the people with the know-how of how elections are handled, because at times some of these things are boiled up because we probably don't know the proper processes and procedures to follow to get an internal process, which is a selection process or an election, if you want to call it, to be done in a proper way. So, yes, it could be another way, but then again, looking at our economy and how overstretched it is already, would that be now a burden to the fiscals, and who's going to finance that, et cetera, et cetera. So it becomes a bit of a challenge. I think in our small democracy and in our small economy like this, that is probably one of the dreams that we can have. But for now, we can shelve the kind of dream and can wait for a proper day when we can then finally realize it. It's a noble idea, but I think now it's too early to want to look at that kind of avenue.
Mm-hmm. Before I hand you over to Mr. Dube, let me ask the same question from Mr. Chitando. Vachitando, munofunge nenyaya kuti ZEC ibatsire pakuita ma primary elections amapoka akasiyana siyana.
Ndinofunga kuti izvo hazvikwanisiki. Zvakafanana nekufunga kuti referee webhora aende kundotrena chikwata chedynamos agobvako zvangozoenda kundotrena chikwata kept united kuti tikozosangana pakuzondobva. Hazvinzi zvakaitika izvozvo. Handifunga kuti zvinobudirira. Apa ndofunga kuti tinenge tichingotamba hedu ngoma paruware. Hakana tingabuda ipapo nokuti kana pakangobuda chimwe tinenge tabuda. Tinofungidzira kuti iyo zeki iyoyo inenge yabudisa candidate yainenge yada kuitira kuti igozorosangana, iwika candidate igozorosangana ikoko. Nokuti zivai kuti the commissioner was back anakuenda na president unenge ariko, which is a ruling party. Saka handifunga kuti apo zvingambogona. Zviri kana zvichiri kumba kwangu, kana zviri kumba kwangu, ini ndinogadzira timu yangu yandinoda kuti inde kuzondotamba bhora. Saka isusu kupato redu, mapato ose oke ngaagone kudzidzisa kuti vanotsvaga vanhu vavo sei vari kuzoda kukwidzana koko. Ndokuona otrovita, ndokuona kubondaezi izvo zvakafunga naamudhenga speaker of parliament aakuambosiya. Ndofunga kuti vakatira sikepi chana pakufunga kwatinoita izvi.
Okay, mazita achando. Mr. Shando says, Mr. Mjenda's suggestion that the SEC runs primary elections is just completely out because the chairperson of SEC is appointed by the president. So if there is a problem during primaries, people are going to say they are choosing weaker candidates so that ZANU-PF can have an easy way during the elections. So these are interesting views that are coming from the people, and they are answering themselves about the same issues that they are bringing up.
Very interesting. Anyway, very interesting one.
I hear Ms. Sandimoyo is...
yes, we've got Mrs. Eunice Sandimoyo, who is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Patriotic Front. Mrs. Sandimoyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
I am not the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Patriotic Front.
Yes.
You are the wrong person altogether.
Oh, okay. Can you...
I am the chairperson of the National Patriotic Front.
Oh, yes, yes. So maybe we mixed up the names. Sorry for that. So as the chairperson of the National Patriotic Front, tell us about your primaries. What is going on right now?
I would like to say to you, we are a new party.
Mm-hmm.
We are a serious party. We have an objective. Our objective is to bring this country back to the proper rule of law. We want to take it from the people who took it by force, from the people. We are the representatives of the people. Therefore, because we are the representatives of the people, our main objective is to address the agenda that caused us to be in politics of this nature.
Mm.
The reason for us to be here is not about elections.
Mm-hmm.
As a new party, we are building our party. We are discussing with other political parties because we have to agree on how to go about this election, more than concentrating on primaries.
Mm-hmm.
Primaries are for those who are rushing to get into power. But some of us are finding it not the objective of the National Patriotic Front. The National Patriotic Front wants to replace the present government, which is not legal.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we need to concentrate on that. However, it doesn't rule out that primary elections will be there. That doesn't rule it out. But for now, it is not our priority.
Uh-huh. So what about your take on how some parties are doing their business in terms of the primaries? Are you impressed or you think maybe democracy is being circumvented there?
Democracy is just a word.
Mm-hmm.
Democracy is never used. As you can see how many complaints have been there right around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Democracy is where people are called and they vote according to registers. But where registers are lost and everything just go wrong and then people come up with a candidate, you cannot say there was democracy there. You can't.
Yeah. Bengicela ukuthi ukufake ngesindebele konoko ke uphonge ufake ngesintu mama.
Ningathi mina democracy kula ma primary ngiwabonileyo kakhulu awe ZANU-PF.
Mhm.
mina ngibone kulokulwa lokuxokozela abantu befakwa ngenkani abanye bekhithwa ukuthi abantu bayabesaba. So you cannot ungeke uthi lokho yidemocracy. Idemocracy iyavumela wonke umuntu abe nelungelo lokucheck ukuthi i-voters roll esetshenziswayo yiyo yini. Yona le akula nto eyenziwa kungala voters roll. Nxa ikhona ingayishiya abantu bengayikholwa, akwenziwa ama-elections ize ilungiswe. But abanye abantu babexotshwa ukuthi amabizo abo kabonakali. Sesize sesaba lathi ukuthi i-election le, i-general election ebuyayo, amabizo abantu azaswelakala. Uzahamba, anti kuthiwe kusukela kathesi sekhangela amabizo. Uzahamba uyokhangela ibizo lakho ulithole, kodwa nxa ususiyavota uliswele.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana.
Noma amaphepha la akhona aliqiniso yini?
Aha. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So ke, what we're going to do now for the first round with Mr. Jeffrey Chitando, Jefferson Chitando, and Mr. Honorable Joseph Chuma. So we'll give them some few seconds each to actually wrap up in terms of primary elections. So let's go to you first, Honorable Chuma. So when it comes to primary elections, you think that in future you're going to do the same or not?
Yeah, well, I think we learned a lot from this escape England. If we are people of any sort, we should definitely do better next time. And I think as a party, we'll definitely do better next time. It was an 11% teething problem, even our president alluded to the same. So next time when we come back, we'll come back more polite and we'll come back more resolute. And we'll keep on ruling the country.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. Siyajabula kakhulu ukubuyela ehlelweni. Yes, ungasiphumulela mntu mdala, siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you.
Yes, so Mr. Chitando, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Right, your last word, Mr. Chitando, then you can rest.
We would like to urge Zimbabweans that violence does not bring about the best candidate. The most important thing for Zimbabweans to do is to stick to the rules which they have set themselves for their primary election. We, as the people of Zimbabwe, being represented by the National People's Party, which is a member of the People's Rainbow Coalition, will say the most popular candidate should come out and contest the election. We are saying when we have got disputes in any elections, primary elections, we say let us solve them amicably without violence. We should not go back to the 2008 era where people resort to violence. Violence is a sign of weak democratic institutions in any political party, which to us a party, we are saying, hallelujah, we have been doing it very well.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Chitando. So you can rest now. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So I'm told that you are joined by Ms. Linda Masarira of the MTCT, led by Ms. Tokozani Kupe. So can you actually go for it?
Muripo era na Masarira.
Tiripo magadi enu.
Aiwa tirina ni chaiso. Tiku taurane ya ya my elections ya. Amina kuti mimi o nikudi kwa muri makazu wana sei shakaitika pa viki za puraiti. Nenyaya ya ma primary elections nekuti tinoona sokuti pakaita mirishonga dzakati wande mumapato akasiyana siyana munofunge ine zvaitika kusvika pari zvino
maonero edu MDCT notungamirwa na Dr. Tokozani Kupi takatarisa ma primary akaitika kuzanu PF zvatakakwanisa kuongorora nezvekuti chekutanga kana ruling party bato rikutungamirira mukati menyika ino richiita maprimary ane mhirizhonga ane kusawirirana ane chitsotsi zvinoratidza kuti kana mumaelections atisaenda musarudzo enyika yose atisaenda gore rino zvinogona kuva zvakamira zvakadaro nekuti saka takamirira kuona ivo vachitungamirira mune nzira yakanaka iri free iri fair iri credible ivo sebato riri kutungamirira mukati menyika ino vakatadza kuzviita matinoti intraparty level mukati mebato ravo kuti vaite ma free fair and credible elections asina mhirizhonga saka isu takatarisa semapato anopikisa vachazokwanisa here kutinopinda mubato vasingatirwisi isu vanopikisa vachinge vachiyananisa here nesu tinopikisa nekuti takatarisawo zvakare havana kupinda muutongi mune nzira dzakatsarukana vakapinda through a coup which is unconstitutional zvisiri mbumbiro remutemo zvakare tikanotarisa maprimary akanoitwa kualliance kwavatsamisa kune mhirizhonga zvakare kune kusawirirana nekusatsarukana kwevakasarudzwa vacho kuti vanomira maprimary tisipenge tichiti kana tichiti tava nyaya yedhemokrasi yekuyananiswa kuti vanhu ngavasarudze vatungamiriri vavanoda tinoona zvakare kusaienzi uku kwanga kuri kuita kupomedzerwa kwemakandidhetes asi isu tikuti sevana vezimbabwe sebato rinopikisa sebato riri kuda kuona zvinhu zvakakodzera zvichiitika vatungamiriri ngavabve kuvanhu ngavasauye kubva kuvatungamiriri nekuti dambudziko iri takariona kubva 1980 kana vatungamiriri
Miss Masarira
vachimbunyikidzira kodzero dzevanhu asi vatungamiriri vakabva kuvanhu vachaterera zvinobva kui kuvanhu ndizvo zvinenge zvakakosha takatarisa sarudzo dzegore rino.
Thank you, Miss Masarira. Thank you so much for saying what you are saying. But here's the thing: in terms of your own party, are you doing primaries, and how far are you with the primaries, and who actually votes? Can you make it short, please? Thank you.
Yes, isusu kubato redu tiri kupa nguva yekuti inonzi candidate selection ndopatitori and tiri kuenda kuma primary muvhiki maviri anotevera kuti vanhu vasarudze vavanoda kuti vavamirire mukati mesarudzo.
So how far are you with the elections?
I think I've explained that we are in the process of doing our candidate selection. We have got our candidate selection template in place and we'll be going for our primary elections in the next fortnight.
And what's the criteria of choosing those candidates?
The criteria is our candidates are being chosen by the people in the various districts, wards and constituencies will be choosing the leaders that they want to stand for them during the 2018 harmonized elections.
Ms. Masarira, it could be easy to say that you'll be actually choosing those people, but exactly how? Do you have a register of those people that are in a particular place, or here we are just theorizing?
What we have is we've got our structures which we have been actually putting into place and ensuring that these are the structures that we've got in place and these are the people that are in particular districts, particular wards, and those are the ones that we have requested to do their own candidate selections, and for those who wanted to run for office they were supposed to put their CVs through the district and the districts themselves, we gave them the right to nominate a candidate they want to stand for them in the constituent elections for the parliamentary and the ward for the councillors. That is exactly what we've been doing in the past few weeks as a party.
Thank you very much. And I think we've got Mr. Eke Moyo of the MDCT led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. So maybe can you go for Mr. Eke Moyo?
Yeah, Mr. Moyo, magadi nenyu?
I'm okay, and how are you?
Aywa, tirindani chaezo. Munofunge nenyaya tukutaura nasi? What do you think?
It's in Devele or English?
English is fine, sir.
Oh, okay. No, the issue of primary election is a very important aspect in politics because it is where Democrats can be actually, observed, whereby members, one or any other number, stand up and say, we are interested in actually contesting this particular seat, and then they go there and the people choose, because leaders should be according to the people. That's what we call democracy.
Yeah, ngazi sikhangele baba Moyo, siyabona ukuthi kade ungani kukhona okade ungahambi kuhle kubandla lenu, njalo lokunye okuhambe kuhle sibili kakhulu. So akuphonga ukucasela abantu ukuthi okwenzeka khanya ngazana abanye abantu sebetshaya itoyitoyi, abanye sebesenza lokhu lalokhu, kambe kuhambe bekusenzwa kwini khonokho?
Ye, lokho kuba khona nje ekhethweni kaningi-ningi endaweni yezinjalo, kuyake kulesandla semfene laba abanye esiphikisana nabo ekakhulu abezanu p f bethumezela abantu ukuthi lihambe liyenza lokhu lalokho, ukuthi kukhanye ukuthi iparti leyi ilayo ilodlakela kumbe ama-primary election abo kahambi kuhle, kumbe batsho lokuthi no ngakungangena ubani laphana ngomunye ongazidistebha enxe afile, ngcono lihambe lina liyekhetha ubani lwana ongani uwiki ukuthi lwana ongani ustrong adliwe, then kube sekungena lo owiki abangamuhle. But konke nje in general nxa sengikhangele i-particular i-Matsouth asibe kungela udlatyela esalubonayo, sipho kuzwa abantu bekhuluma kwezinye iindawo, azange sibe lakho thina.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho. So what Mr. Eke Moyo is actually saying here is, you know, in some cases there is a hidden hand. You know, he says there are some people maybe from other parties who want the MTCT to field weak candidates, so that they will know that Gibbs is contesting there, or Wande is contesting there, they are weak kind of fellows. So let's go and vote for them, you know, which is a good tactic anyway. So maybe you can talk to Mrs. Eunice Sandimoyo for some of these things.
Right.
She's a veteran politician.
Amai Moyo, you have listened to what the other contributors have been saying. Yes. What conclusion do you come to? Because this issue is not limited to one political party. It does seem like it's a problem that is being found in most of the political parties in the country. What is your view, and how best can we deal with this kind of problem?
Yes, yeah, I've been listening, and I can assure you it is a difficult one. However, it can be managed. If it has been managed over the years, it can still be managed. And my feeling is that we only have to perfect the play. We have to perfect the play. If we talk about democracy, it must not be at the highest level. It must also trickle down. You cannot say you represent the grassroots when you are not assisting a system that is proper, a system that will assist people to understand each other and to accept when they are defeated. Sometimes it is very difficult to accept, because you will be seeing in front of you all these bad things happening, and it's usually the people at the top who causes those problems, because they want to maintain the grip of some people in the lower structures. They need their own protection, they need their own support, so that they can continue either ruling or either staying as ministers or whatever. They are always playing those tricks, and it's usually at the highest level, because all along elections, like in ZANU-PF, I was there, elections were done at the grassroots. All the administration was taken care of at the grassroots. But it changed in some years. You would hear, bring all your names to national office, and then national office will send you ballot papers and the names to be those names that are contesting, but will not bring back the registers where people are registered. If they do, they are rewritten and some names are not in. So we perfect this thing. There's nothing wrong with it. All we need to do is to
honest for ourselves and allow people to run their primaries at their level without interference from national structures.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. And now we're joined by one guy from ZAPU, and that is Mr. Ipitule Maphosa. He's the spokesperson of the party. Mr. Maphosa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
No, we're fine. So tell us a bit about the ZAPU primaries. How far are you, and who's voting and who's not voting?
Well, in ZAPU, we operate mainly on consensus. Firstly, before we go to primary elections. And as a party, we take primary elections as the very last of the results that we undertake in the event that we fail to attain the consensus I've spoken about. And the much of the work to select and agree on candidates is done at district level. As a power, as a party that runs on devolution of power, we cascaded that power and responsibility to districts. They're the ones that come up with names where there's a failure to attain consensus. Probably the province is concerned, we take it up and try by all means to reach to that level. If it fails, that's when we usually go to primary elections. As it looks currently for this election, we may not get to the stage of primary elections because most of our constituencies was and all the needed candidates we have already attained one needed candidate the constituency. So I don't see us going to primary elections this time around.
Thank you so much. And clarifying, I think to similar to our primaries, Limenjani, how to result?
Is up njengebandla asigijimela ukwenza ama primary elections noma ilonyaka siqale ngo 2013 after revival saphumelela ukuthi singahambi kuma primary elections ngoba siyakhulumisana njalo amandla wokukhetha ama candidates kuma district lapho okuphuma khona ama candidates kuma constituencies lapha yibo abahlala phansi bekhethane bengaba babili for a particular constituency kumbe ward siyakhuthaza i-constitution yethu iyakhuthaza ukuthi bekhulumisane beze bephume noyedwa ozamela ibandla endaweni nale kungehlula kulapho abazaya kuprovinsi yabo abazafika lawo bebahlalise phansi bezame by all means ukuthi bekhulumisane beze bephume noyedwa nalo nyaka yikho esikwenzileyo njalo asikhangeleli ukuthi saba lama primary elections ngoba indawo eziningi sesithole oyedwa ofunakalayo ngasigaba lesigaba. So njengebandla asikhangeleli ukuthi sizafika kuma primary elections.
Awubona mfowethu, uhlowa Charles Konkwane, siyabonga kakhulu ungathinyelwa kusasa baba Ipitule. Singasihambela mntu omdala. Thank you so much.
Ngiyabonga lami.
Okay, bye bye. So maybe let's go to Linda Masarira.
Amaya Masarira, mripo.
Tiripo.
Ndiona kubvunza pane zvamambotsanangura handiti muri kuona zviri kuitika kuna mamwe mapato nenyaya dzemaprimaries izi nyaya dzeconsensus nenyaya dzekuti vanhu ngavavhotere munhu wavari kuda. Imimi chinokupai chokwadi kuti mubato menyu hamugoni kuita zvinhu zvakadari izvi chii? Handiti muri kutotangidza ko zvine zvecandidate selection. Munofunga kuti mimi bato renyu harigoni kupindawo munyato dzakaita saidzi dzatiri kuona muna mamwe mapoka muna mamwe mapato?
Chekutanga isusu tinoona nokoshesa mavalues nemaprinciples. Vanhu vese vatiri kutarisira kuti vachava makandidheti edu vanotarisira vari vanhu vanoita unhu wekuti havapindi mirizhonga kana mukuda kunorwidzana. Nosaka zvakare ndataura ndikati makandidheti tikuda kuti abve kuvanhu pane kuti vatungamiriri vaudze vanhu kuti makandidheti inende aya. Kana makandidheti achinge abva kuvanhu vachawana zvakare mukana wekuti vataurirane kana vachinge vatadza kutaurirana vaenda kumaprimaries. Asi chikuru chatinokurudzira mubato redu inonviolence. Tinokurudzira zvakare family kuti tiuyaye family hatifaniri kutosvika pakunorwidzana kana kurovana kana kunokwadzana nezvematongerwo enyika, nekuti chatiri kuda kuti tigone kunovandutsira upenyu nembararamiro yevana veZimbabwe. Isusu we are not a power driven party, yekuti tira kupushidzira vanhu kuti vave nepower chete, asi tiri kuda vanhu vanokwanisa kuzomirira sustainable human development yekusimudzira mwana wese weZimbabwe. Ndo zvatakanangana nazvo, ende ndiwo mavalues atinotarisa zvakare kana tikutsvaga macandidates achazova vamiririri vevanhu. Hatisi kuda vamiririri vanenge vachida kumiririra zvavanoda kana zvoupenyu hwavo pachirungu atoti self aggrandizement, but kuda vamiririri vachamirira vanhu vachinosimudzira mararamiro avo.
Thank you so much. Siye kubabu Ekem. Baba Ekem Moyo, akuchu kuti wena ngombono wako bona zani kuna kukitupa EMTC ekokelwa nguchamisa kwa alungiswa njani kuba primaries kuna
into engalungiswa ikuthi EMTC yinhlanganiso enkulu kakhulu and abantu bayikhangelele ukuthi ingawina ama election lapha nalapha, yikho nje abantu abaningi sebelethando lokuthi bangayimela. Into ekhona ingalungiswa nxa abantu kule mfundiso yama-election yokuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi ekugcineni vele kumele kuwine umuntu oyi-one. And ukuwina i-primary election akutsho ukuthi usuwinile, ngoba usuka lapho khona uzayahlangana nabanye babanye amabandla uphikisane labo. Yiyo imfundiso emele abantu babeyazi. And lakho kwazakala ukuthi akudingakali kube lesizathu sokulimazana, kube lesizathu sokwenza udlakela, ngoba ekugcineni vele iphasi kumele iriprezentwe ngumuntu oyi-one. Akwenzi ukuthi inhlanganiso iriprezentwe ngabantu abaningi, ithi kungaba kukuwadi kumbe kuku-MP kuyakuhamba umuntu oyi-one. Abantu kumele baqale bavume bazwisise ukuthi i-election kuyini, kutsho ukuthi liyancintisana kugcine kusiba lo muntu oyi-one ozamela lelo bandla.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu. Ubambe khonapho ungayekatshana. Maybe you can go to Mrs. Eunice Sandi Moyo, maybe her last word.
Amai Moyo, tipe zvamunofunga mashoko enyu okupedzisira nenyaya iyi, nokuti nyaya dzamaprimary maelections dziri kungodotanga, pachine rwendo rurefu rwatakatarisana nawo. Chamungatitauriravo mashoko mashomanana okupedzisira enyu, tipewo tinzwe.
Can you tell me what you are saying, either in Ndebele or English?
All right. I am saying that this is just the beginning. These primary elections, we still have a long way to go. Give us your last word about elections. What are your views? What are your hopes? What are your fears as far as electioneering in our in Zimbabwe is concerned?
Just 10 seconds, Mama. 10 seconds.
Well, as I said earlier, we need to perfect the place on primary elections because they cause a lot of divisions. My expectations are that the present government, which had very terrible primary elections, will be able to bring credible general.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Eunice Sandi Moyo. We are out of time and we have to leave it there today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Jefferson Chitando of the National People's Party, Honorable Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Mr. Ekem Moyo of the MTC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, Mrs. Eunice Sandi Moyo of the National Patriotic Front Party, and then leader, National Patriotic Front, I'll get that right. And then Linda Masarira of the MTCT led by to Zani Kupe. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. We hope it.
So we are told that we actually had to wrap up before our time was up. But anyway, so let me read one last message from this guy, Hudson. Hudson says, Mr. Chitando was on point all the time. And he says we are very happy about all those kind of things. And then I've got Jesus Gordon Gideon, who says, Zesni must run our primaries, not Zek. So so people are saying a lot of things there. And then I've got Latelang Ndlovu, who says, there's no need to worry about chaos in all these primaries. This is very natural. and expect more to happen. Thank you, Zimbabwe. Good night.
Good night. Until next time, enjoy yourself and take care.